Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if you've noticed I've been a little stressed the last few days, okay? And I know I'm already kind of high-strung, and I know I get a little hyper. And, you know, somebody got us pink box donuts, and so I had a little bit of sugar last night. I didn't eat the whole donut. I just ate, it looked like a little poo-poo thing, a little poo-poo donut. And I ate, like, the top part of the chocolate, but then I put it back because I didn't want to eat all that sugar. So I know my diet could be a little bit better, and I could be exercising a little bit more, although I exercise every day. But I've been kind of stressed. And it's a little bit of a stressful time. A lot of students are, you know, trying to apply to medical school or apply to residency, and they need to beef up their application, and they need letters of recommendation. So summer, they weren't really thinking about it. Now they are thinking about it, and so I'm getting a little overwhelmed with a lot of that stuff and trying to get it done. And it's okay. I understand when people are stressed, they relay the stress on, they pass the stress on, and it's okay because I love the students, and I'm going to do whatever they need. But I'm feeling a little overwhelmed, and I need to kind of pass it on in terms of these businesses that are dying by the day. And I'm getting some of their last pleas of do something, help us, talk to the governor. We can't do this anymore. And if you've ever been in medicine or worked in an ER like I have or done trauma and triage and have to decide who to help, and not who to help, it strikes at your heart. It's really hard to talk to somebody who's dying. When you have the medical knowledge that you have, and you have a patient there, and you're like, we're going to do the best we can, you're trying to be hopeful, you don't want to give false hope, you want to kind of be there, and, you know, but I'm not a priest, you know, I'm not a rabbi, so I can't start preparing them for, like, the, you know, the afterlife. So I'm like, look, just be strong, bear with me, we're going to make sure, you know, we're going to try to get you through this, you know, I don't want you in pain, you know, you're with people who care about you, you know, just hold on. It's really, really hard when you talk to a person. It all depends on what they're dying of. But when you're a doctor, you kind of know that they're bleeding out, or they have an issue, or they have a severe cancer. There's a little bit of emptiness into those you know, those displays of hope, or you know, like sprouts of hope that you're trying to give them. And every now and then we are right, and we are able to help them pull through, but sometimes we can't. Well, I'm seeing that right now in the business sector, and people are begging for help, and I hear people, it's interesting, there was a meme going around on the internet when COVID was kind of at its height, and the meme said, for those of you that don't own a business, you might want to sit this one out, right, in terms of making a comment on businesses being open or not, just, you might want to shut the hell up sort of thing, all right, that's how some of these memes kind of put it, because if you do, let's say, have a restaurant, and your restaurant isn't just a restaurant serving food. It also serves drinks, has a bar area. It also has a sports area, sports arena, or sports, like, den, you know, because we got Vegas Golden Knights, and we got now Raiders and all that. If it has a hall that you could use for lunch conferences, if it has a, excuse me, banquet area, hall area for weddings, A restaurant that's very smart and well-managed will diversify. So they will have revenue coming in from the bar. They'll have revenue coming in from sports nights. They'll have revenue coming in from the regular restaurant, from regular lunch deals. And they'll have revenue coming in for business lunches, business conferences, and then weddings and parties. The COVID pandemic and the shutdown didn't just shut down eating in a restaurant. or minimize numbers. It didn't just shut down bars. It also shut down sports for a while. It took a while for sports to come back on. It also shut down weddings. You can't have more than 50 people. It also shut down a lot of businesses. So then why are they having business meetings and business conferences? So a restaurant who has busted their butt and done everything right, according to Business 101 and 201 and 203 and 5.4 and all the business classes you take, a business who has really, really done it right, has lost revenue on five different counts. And if that's their life business, some of the best businesses are the ones where you put your heart and soul into it. You know, I'm starting up a new business, and one of the reasons why it's taken a little longer to start up is because I have other jobs. But if I had no other job, and I had nothing but just this one business, you bet your butt I would be putting everything into it, and I would be busting my butt to get it started, and you know, it's going to succeed, because if it doesn't succeed, I starve, or my family starves. So people look at the restaurants, or they look at the retail stores, or they look at the franchises, and they go, wow, that person's Subway went under. Well, he's rich. He owns a lot of Subways. Mm-mm. I know people where Subway, I think a Subway, it costs, I think, maybe $25,000, plus then you take over the rent and things like that. I mean, it's still money, but it doesn't mean they're rich. So you have a lot of middle-income people that'll get a Subway, or they'll get a franchise, or Supercuts, or whatever. They're not rich. But they're going to use, that's going to be their business. They're going to manage a store. They're going to manage a product. And so we're in a situation here where the lockdowns are still in effect for certain groups, certain entities, certain counties. Some areas like North Dakota and some places in the Midwest are having surges of COVID. And we don't have anybody listening, from what we understand, to the pleas. Now, people will say, oh, yeah, the governors are listening and the state officials are listening, whatever. Apparently, they're not, because we're already mid-September. And when I hear from a company saying, Dahlia, please, can you do something? I don't know what to do. I'm looking at this person like I looked at somebody in the ER, you know, who was dying. I know what's coming. And what's coming is, even if a government official says, all right, guys, yeah, you know what, you could serve drinks again, I know that's not going to be enough. I know that's not going to cure a dying business. So I think it's going to take us non-government people to figure something out. And even when our governor or some governors decide to open back up, we have such a campaign to get people back out there. The problem is I don't know how to do it, and I need help. All right, let's figure something out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
So thanks for joining in. Hold on one sec. Just getting our Facebook Live back up here. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I don't know if you guys remember, a few years back, they did a survey of some young millennials. And they asked them about the Titanic. And a good number of them thought the Titanic was just a movie. They didn't know that the Titanic was a real thing that happened, right? And unfortunately, we have, and it's not even funny, it's very, very sad, we have a similar, survey that's come out, and it's being reported that two-thirds of millennials and Generation Zs, of the ones sampled, have no idea that 6 million Jews were killed, 6 million non-Jews were killed, homosexuals, gypsies, Christians, over 12 million by the Nazis during the Holocaust. They have no idea. In fact, 10% of them think it was BS and that the Jews made it up. Now, I love the millennials and Generation Zs. I think they are some of the most brilliant. You know, I'm just such a big fan, you know, because I've had many students in that age group. And my boys are Generation Zs. I'm not going to call them Zoomers, even though that's what they're being called. But I am kind of curious at what they're learning. Now, in defense of school curriculums, I didn't learn about the Holocaust in grade school or in middle school or high school. Now, mind you, I went to 12 schools, so my curriculum was very off. I got, like, Beowulf three times, some of the same Shakespeare books, John Steinbeck books, some of the math, and then I didn't get others. Because when you move 12 times, not all school districts are on the same level. But I don't really recall learning about the Holocaust growing up in school. What I learned about from the Holocaust was from my parents and from my grandparents. My grandparents fled the Holocaust as kids, so they had much more vivid accounts. And maybe it was mentioned in my school and I brushed it off because I knew so much about it from my family, but I don't really remember my school teaching about it. And the topic is being brought up because we have many schools now redesigning curriculum on how they are going to approach slavery in historical context and the creation of the United States, and, you know, how certain historical figures are going to be glorified, and if the 1619 Project is going to now interweave in many of the curricula, you know, that's going to be taught in history. And so now it's come up, well, what about the Holocaust? And, you know, something that I really don't think was given a lot of attention to. Now, I get it. As a kid, I hated hearing about the Holocaust. I hated it. It scared me. It made me very, very paranoid. Unfortunately, I was raised to not be very open about my religion. Be proud of your religion. Be proud of who you are. But you never know who's out there and who's going to want to kill you. So keep it on the down low. Okay? Don't talk about religion. Don't talk about politics. Lay low. Don't dress like a girl. Dress more like a boy. No long hair, short hair, so no one comes up and tries to rape you. And I kind of grew up in a very, very sheltered, very, very scary, you know, as a kid, knowing you could get raped and you could get killed and sent to a concentration camp. I don't know how I looked at the things as the glass is half full. I don't know how I got my positive demeanor, but I did. Maybe I'm like, well, crap, you know, if that's what life is, then YOLO, you only live once. I'm going to flip and have fun. But when you're trying to engage a student, sometimes telling them that innocent people were ripped out of their beds, were starved, were raped, were medically experimented on, were stuck on a concentration camp, forced into gas chambers, and killed, not easy for the typical child to take, right? And giving it a day. Well, yeah, the schools can't do that. They got to teach your kids too much. I mean, even with September 11th, they don't take a full day to discuss September 11th. There's a piece of it that day, and then everybody has to move on. And that's kind of what life is about. But this survey, I believe they looked at 18 to 39-year-olds, and they looked at, it was only 1,000 interviewees. It was nationwide. It took about 200 people from a few different states, so it really wasn't a huge sort of survey. But 68% no idea about the Holocaust. And we're not even 100 years away from that. I mean, you know, and if there are millennials out there or Generation Zers, you know, they might still have a relative alive. They might be a great-grandfather, but they might still have somebody of that age group. And we're kind of, whenever we go through, you know, what happened with the World War II and all that, you know, or things in our past, we look at it and we kind of have a disconnect. You know, I was just at Point de Hoc last year, where Omaha Beach and Utah Beach kind of converge, and that's where the Germans were to hopefully stave off D-Day. And, you know, I'm there, and I'm thinking to myself, well, gosh, this was when the world was black and white. This was old. And then you see the bunkers, you know, and you see the destruction, and you see, you know, you see evidence of them being there, and you're like, okay, this is real. You know, I mean, this isn't black and white. You know, just imagine, you know, here you are, you know, 80 years, or no, how many years prior? Yeah, 80 years ago. This is what the grass looked like 80 years ago. This is what the sky looked like 80 years ago. You know, I mean, I'll watch movies from the 1940s. Then I'm watching these movies, and I go, while that movie was being made, somebody's being killed in Germany. And so I don't know if our approach to teaching the Holocaust might have to change. You know, I see history books, and I see people copy and paste paragraphs and all that. And I think teaching kids in the 80s might have needed to be different than you teaching the kids now in the 2020s. They might need more visuals. They might need more, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, with us, we read the chapters. Whew, you know, it was more listening to my grandparents. You know, I'm listening to my parents explain it and then watching. There were all these Holocaust movies that were depictions, and those were horrible. I still have nightmares of the Holocaust movies that I saw. You know, where people were standing up and, you know, the police, and then all of a sudden they're standing behind a car or a truck, and then all of a sudden the truck lifts and there's, you know, machine guns and Nazis there, and they kill them all. And, you know, it's, for a kid, it's really traumatizing. But unfortunately, if we don't know our history, it's going to repeat itself. And the young group, the younger ones right now are kind of witnessing something without a frame of reference. And so when we adults are going, wait a second here, you know, we're being told what to do, we're being told to don something that, and if we don't, we get fined, we're being told not to work, our business is going to get shut down, we could lose our license and ability to work, we're being told that you're an essential or you're a non-essential, and even if it's not religious-based, and even if it's not race-based, per se, there's a very common thread of a history repeating itself where government does have the ability to prevent people from feeding their families. They do. And we're witnessing it now. Now, I'm not accusing anybody with the shutdown to be Nazi-ish. I'm not accusing them. No, nothing should dilute the atrocities that happened in Nazism by trying to make a comparison to what's going on in, I don't know, Florida or New York or Vegas or whatever. However, for those people old enough to go, wait a second here, the Holocaust will never happen again because, come on, we're in the year 2000, we're in a new century. You know, government can't do that. That's what people were thinking in the 1940s. They go, really? They took away your business? How did they take away your business? How did they just put you on a train and kill you? Who allowed that to happen? Well, you have a tyrant government. You have a fascist. You have, you know, someone on meth and completely crazy and thinking that non-Aryans are going to ruin the world. And, you know, here we are fighting racism, and we're trying to, you know, reapproach how we look at racism. And, you know, there's good to that, obviously. But I don't think a lot of the students are seeing a lot of the similarities between what happened in the past. So my stance on it is we do need to teach history. I think kids do need to know about the Holocaust. Kids do need to learn about slavery. Kids do need to learn about things without there being the political slants, right, that unfortunately people want to interject. But it's just sad that, you know, a lot of our youth is not going to know what a lot of, you know, our blood went through. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you.
Our Funds for Living program make it a simple three-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Life-threatening flooding is occurring over portions of the Florida Panhandle in southern Alabama due to Hurricane Sally. The storm came on shore this morning as a Category 2 hurricane with winds above 100 miles an hour.
We certainly are going to see some of those trees down leading to power outages. That's going to be a great inconvenience. But the real threat with this storm is definitely the flooding.
Jonathan Gaddy with the Alabama Emergency Management Agency speaking there on Fox News. Democrats and Republicans facing pushback over a stalled coronavirus relief bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying today she would not vote on a pandemic relief bill that has no bipartisan support. The Senate and House are in session on Wednesday. President Trump is participating in a High Holy Days call with Jewish leaders and speaking at a Republican battleground dinner tonight. This is USA Radio News. Senator Mike Lee from Utah joined a growing number of lawmakers calling on the Department of Justice to carry out an investigation into Netflix over the recent release of the controversial film Cuties. The Republican lawmaker wanting the DOJ to investigate whether children were exploited or taken advantage of during its production.
A movie like this doesn't make itself. They had to use minors in order to produce this material. And the blatantly sexualized manner in which these little girls had to perform in order to do this itself makes the case. It does amount to child sexual exploitation on its face.
The senator speaking there on Fox News. The Big Ten Conference will play football this fall after the organization's chancellors and presidents approved the reversal Wednesday of their recent decision to postpone the season because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Big Ten season set to resume October 23rd. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we're getting back on Facebook Live. You know, thank you guys for watching us online. We are going to try to have more of a video presence. I don't really know why. I don't think watching me do the show is pretty exciting, and I have to put a lot of makeup on when I do the Facebook Lives, but we're glad to have you guys, so thank you for joining in. Okay, so we got another couple bombshell reports that we need to kind of sift through because people are going to really get their panties all in a bunch, and again, I'm trying to keep, want to keep everybody kind of calm, but I want to be realistic, and I want the country to reopen again. So we have a couple pieces of news. Out of North Carolina, apparently there's a report. I believe 6,700 individuals got a text or got a report that they were COVID positive. But it was wrong. And it was a glitch. Now, I don't know if those numbers got taken off the big number screen or the scoreboard, but telling thousands of people they're COVID positive, when you tell somebody you're COVID positive, then you got to tell the spouse, and you got to tell the partner, and you got to tell the kids, and then you got to tell the work, and then you got to tell the coworkers. This is one huge cluster. So apparently this happened in Mecklenburg County in North Carolina, where a message was sent from the Mecklenburg County Health Department on Friday saying that the 6,700 individuals got messages that they were positive for COVID. 500 people were told through county email that they were also infected. And apparently they said it was an error caused by routine maintenance last Friday. An error. Thank you for being open about that. I'm very well done. I'm very, very glad that the health department and the Board of County Commissioners were up front with that. I wonder how many other times this glitch happened. I don't trust computers. I've never trusted computers. We have this big dependency on computers. And here we are. We're a glitch. We'll tell people they're positive. You know, it's interesting. I've had patients call me on telemedicine going, you know, it's interesting. I only kind of was achy a little bit, and I had a little diarrhea, and I was COVID positive. I'm like, well, I guess, you know, some people with COVID, they're just going to have some GI issues, or, you know, they might just have loss of taste. They might not have big, heavy symptoms. How do we know now if they didn't have the same glitch or they had that accuracy? How many stories have we heard of people being told they were COVID positive, but their antibody test is negative? Now, remember, these COVID tests look at antigens. They look at pieces of the virus or DNA or RNA or whatever, or the genetic material of the active virus. Antibodies is your body's response. So your antibodies is what your body created as a result of the virus. So they're positive for having the virus. And if you have a good immune system, you're going to make antibodies. But we've had people out there with no antibodies. Starts to make you wonder, were the tests correct? But the answer we've gotten to that is no. Some people don't make large enough antibodies. Some of them don't have a good enough immune system, or the virus doesn't induce enough immunity. So we're kind of going with that. And I'm just ready for somebody to say, you know what, a lot of those positive tests weren't positive. Well, the CDC is supposed to be on it. So CDC's on the case. CDC's making sure all the cases are being clocked in and, you know, numbered and tallied. We're good. No, we're not good. Apparently, we've been told that the CDC had to, quote, abandon surveilling and counting the numbers because the numbers far exceeded what they could count. Now, this isn't news to us. Okay, we told you guys what happened back in the spring, early spring, when hospitals were being overwhelmed. The CDC sent, and I got it too, we all got this message saying, look, if it acts like a duck, walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it's a duck. So if you have a patient that's dying, or dead, and you can't test it for, you can't test that person for COVID, you can put on the death certificate. I mean, if you don't have a test, and you need to move on to the next patient, that patient died. If they had a heart attack, pneumonia, you put that as number one. And then number two, if you think it's COVID-related, put it on there. Now, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I'm also fine with hospitals. If there was somebody with a cough, shortness of breath, etc., they get paid if they're treating or, you know, screening for COVID. If somebody had any of the symptoms for COVID and they screened for it, yeah, I think the hospital should get paid for that. Absolutely. I mean, they can't be working for free. Otherwise, the hospitals go under, just like all our restaurants and bars and casinos are. But I support that as long as when you give us the numbers, you have filtered out and made a separate column for these are the I don't knows. These are the ones that we kind of guessed. These are not the ones who were technically COVID positive. Although now, hearing that there's these glitches where people are being told they're positive when they weren't, now, I don't even know of any of the spreadsheets I would trust. I mean, look at what happened with football. How many? Was it 71 people in the NFL tested positive and then they found out they were all wrong? That they weren't positive for COVID? So, Matt Stafford from the Lions, you start to kind of wonder that how often did this happen? Now, we might never know. You know? I mean, I don't want to blame the CDC. You know, the CDC, bless their hearts, okay, remember, they're a government agency. So they get X amount of money. I think they get a lot. They get X amount of money. They have X amount of individuals. And in the CDC, they have to handle all sorts of things. The opioid crisis, the vaping crisis, hurricane, fire, that, you know, the CDC, because of diseases, there's diseases from a whole slew of issues. So they are going to have to weigh in and do their research and whatever. All of a sudden, with them dealing with everything they're dealing with in the midst of flu season, and flu season is when our hospitals are maxed, we throw COVID on top of that. And I don't know how much their staff expanded. I don't know what technology they had. I don't know how, you know, quickly they were able to make an effective test. But if the CDC said, guys, we were overwhelmed, I don't discredit them. I'm not going to criticize, yeah, you were overwhelmed. We all were overwhelmed. You know, me with telemedicine, I saw like 80 patients one day. And I'm like, whoa. And it, you know, I think I have a flu. You know, again, go get tested. Go get tested for flu. No, I don't want to get tested for flu. Would have really helped if we had those flu tests positive. And see, here's the other thing too with flu. Not everybody might have been reporting flu too. If people aren't reporting how many flu cases, I'm expecting that flu number to be really wrong. Anybody who says we have an accurate number of how many people got the flu is lying, because so many people with the flu got treated online on telemedicine. You know? And, you know, and with telemedicine, you could say you suspect something, but if somebody has, the diagnosis is what they have. You can't diagnose something with somebody you didn't test. So if somebody has a fever and a cough, that could be pneumonia. That could be a viral URI. It could be COVID. It could be flu. So I'm not going to say you have pneumonia, COVID, and flu. I'm going to say you have a fever and a cough. Rule out this. So in terms of documentation, how do we, you know, is there a filter for, well, this was a suspected COVID? Well, now that COVID symptoms can be anywhere from diarrhea to nausea to headache to fatigue to muscle aches to cough to runny nose to nasal congestion. Every one of us has had some sort of COVID symptom. So what, 350 million people or 328 million people in the United States have COVID? So I don't blame the CDC for being overwhelmed. I don't blame them. And thank you for telling us that you did have to abandon some of the monitoring because the cases were too many. I get that. All right? I get that. I don't blame company or health department saying, look, we had a glitch. We notified everybody. There's a glitch. They're not bad people. Okay? They're doing what they could. Who I blame is the people touting any of these numbers as being the end all. I can't tell you how many people come on my Facebook saying 200,000 people died of COVID. I go, where the hell did you get that? I follow Worldometers. I follow some of the sites, and they claim there were 200,000 deaths. Yeah, but have you discerned those out? We've been asking for that for a long time. And still, I get this, 200,000 people died. Well, throw glitches in there. We really couldn't survey. We kind of had to abandon, and it was kind of a cluster. I'm not convinced that number is correct, whether it's too high or too low. 1-877.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. The media has been awfully quiet about some really significant foreign policy that happened over the last few days, but I'm not going to be quiet about it. I think it is a huge triumph for Donald Trump and for America and Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. As some people have been made aware, because media doesn't really want to talk about it too much, but President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday joined the foreign ministers of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain at the White House to mark a historical agreement called the Abraham Accords between Israel and the two Arab countries. Trump says, quote, it'll change the course of history and it marks the dawn of a new Middle East.
This is huge. This is one of the reasons why Donald Trump has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. I know people are like, oh, Donald Trump doesn't deserve it, blah, 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 blah. We have not seen much movement in terms of Israel and Middle East peace talks for years, since the Bill Clinton era. So this is huge. Nobody's really talking about it. Trump said, together these agreements will serve as a foundation for a comprehensive peace across the entire region, something which nobody thought was possible, certainly not in this day and age. These agreements prove that the nations of the region are breaking free from failed approaches of the past. Today, signing sets history on a new course, and there will be other countries very, very soon that will follow these great leaders. Netanyahu described the day as a pivot of history, a new dawn of peace. So the last time we saw such a ceremony take place was back in 1994, when President Bill Clinton looked on as Israel Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin and Jordanian King Hussein signed a declaration that paved the way for peace deal later, months later. So for Trump, this was pretty crucial, obviously, because there was an election coming up, etc. But he had said since he got into the White House that he was going to move forward. Plus, Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, Jewish, who's married to Ivanka, Ivanka. I always mix up Ivana Trump and Ivanka. I guess was one of the spearheads. So basically, Israel has had these, according to CNN, covert relations with many of the Sunni Gulf states, and driven in recent years by a alliance against Iran. And so the relations predate the Iran nuclear deal that was made more than a decade ago. And Gulf states look to take advantage of Israel's high-tech scene, and Israel looked to secure its place in a turbulent Middle East. And so because of what happened with Iran and Obama's deal that he made with Iran, there were others who decided, you know, the enemy of your enemy is your friend. So chief among these behind-the-scenes relations was United Arab Emirates. And we had started to see more and more ties. They say in late 2015, Israel opened up a diplomatic-level mission to the International Renewable Energy Agency in Abu Dhabi. 2018, then-Culture Minister Miri Regev made a state visit to the Grand Mosque on the heels of an Israeli gold medal at a judo tournament in the Emirates. So there was already starting to be a little bit more, you started to see a little bit more association within the two. Then Israel was invited to the Expo 2020 Dubai. That is a world expo that now is delayed with COVID, but they were invited. Bahrain also had covert ties with Israel, stretching back years. Also, Bahrain has a small Jewish community. One of its members serving as the country's ambassador to the United States from 2013, I believe, is Jewish. It's a small Gulf kingdom. Also hosted the unveiling of the economic portion of the White House's Middle East plan. They have also shown a willingness to engage with the U.S. and subsequently Israel. So what's in it for them? Well, countries do want peace. You don't want to be on Israel's bad side. You don't want to be on, you know, Jordan's bad side, Iran's bad side, Iraq's bad side. But you don't want to be on anybody's bad side. And so I think a lot of people realize that, you know, working together might add some benefits all around. Now, I don't know if Saudi Arabia is going to jump on board. There's still other countries kind of jumping on board saying, ah, we're still not convinced. We're still not ready. But these states, it's not so much being lovey-dovey with Israel. They want to be on the good side with America. And so having relations with Israeli leaders pleases America, especially a pro-Israel president like Trump. The UAE made clear that one of the benefits, the straight-out benefits, is that it might have an easier time acquiring F-35s from the United States. Now, Jared Kushner, Trump's senior advisor, is Jewish as well, did echo that sentiment from what we understand. So the Emirates may have fighter jet capability that gives them more edge than the other Arab countries in the Middle East. Not as much of an edge as Israel, but gives them access to some pretty cool military tech. The UAE has also ensured a suspension of Israel's intended annexation of parts of the West Bank, made it clear this was one of its conditions for normalizing relations. Unclear how the suspension lasts, but it did keep alive the possibility of a two-state solution. And remember, the two-state solution has kind of gone back to the British mandate back in 1948, where when Israel was going to gain its independence, there was going to be the Israeli state and the Palestinian state. The Palestinian state was going to be in the land where Jordan is. It was rejected by many of the Arab states and Palestinians, but Israel took their part of the deal and said, yeah, we'll take ours, and, you know, unfortunately, the Palestinian state got changed to, well, it has to be in Israel, within Israel. And so when people ask, you know, what is going on? Why is it so hard that there's a Palestinian, you know, why is it so hard to come up with a two-state solution? Because the original two-state solution gave Israel their land and the Palestinians their land. When that was rejected, it's morphed into splitting Israel up to give away more land. And that Israel's, I think, the size of Rhode Island, it's small. There's not a lot of land. And so, you know, considering the Middle East is surrounded by so many areas that Palestinians could live, you know, why of all places does it have to be in Israel? And that's where the debate is, when land was going to be next to it. There was I think it was going to be the size of Jordan. So, that's kind of where that comes from. So, let me see. Bahrain, not exactly sure what their goals are. They're a smaller country, you know, but they do have now the possibility to also purchase Israeli high tech, including military technology such as the Iron Dome missile defense system, as well as cooperation on economics, health, tourism, and more. So it is a win-win situation for UAE and Bahrain. And if Trump wins a second term, then they could expect expansion and growth on that. If Biden takes over, the reason why this happened is in case Biden isn't as pro-Israel, or, you know, his movement for peace might differ, they already have locked in an in. So for Israel, what does Israel get? Well, Netanyahu gets a major foreign policy achievement. Only Menachem Begin back in 1979 and Yitzhak Rabin with the peace treaty with Jordan has been able to do that. Netanyahu got to sign normalization agreements with two countries in one day. Plus, Netanyahu shows his support of Trump. And, you know, it's... Now, Israel's having issues. They've had another lockdown. They've had 18% unemployment. Coronavirus has forced Israel into having a lot of issues. And so it's a win-win. So many people think that these agreements were going to happen anyway, but at least it happened under Trump's watch. So, yeah. Now, what about the Palestinians? Well, the Palestinians, you know, I don't know how happy they are. In 2002, there was a Saudi-led Arab peace initiative called for an end to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict before Arab states normalized relations with Israel. The UAE and Bahrain apparently have flipped the narrative. So what some of the other Arab countries that were planning on jumping on board, they wanted there to be, you know, an end to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But if there's never going to be an end, you at least move forward and do bite-sized moves. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLAR, don't go away.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Now, now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.